Okay, Krishna, Ramakant, Rao, my BPS. I really hesitated about offering my service today because as we've gone through that and we are not that young anymore. But as I said, I care about the house because it's my home, and yes, it's an opportunity to do some service to the Vaishnavas, to Krishna's devotees, who shall have beautiful, healthy, happy homes together in a beautiful, healthy, happy garden and so on. I can spread and make others around also happy and brighter. Yeah, something like that. So this my work, as much as I feel able to dedicate to it, because my ability to carry burdens nowadays is less. You're not that strong anymore. And I will do that, of course, as seva to the Brahmakund building, which to me is Krishna. Krishna's building, practically built by Krishna's devotees, as and by devotional service. And seva.
See the heart. Puja. See the password. The same password.
It's creating a beautiful home for the Vaishnavas, and it should be maintained that way. Not another building of the project, tearing down the project. As Prabhupada used to say, Satta, more the goodness, and it starts with making a building that is clean, healthy, beautiful, and when Vaishnavas can live together happily as friends. Isn't that a good way to spend the final time of your life here? Participating. And so I thought, okay, I can throw in a little bit into that team, because that's what it has to be. And if you feel that you fit into this team and can do something, not just because you think you're great or you want to have a position, because it's, no, we're not talking about much positions. Teamwork is, you know, you do the work, but not more than you can afford. At some by donating, so it can also grow. And for me, I could add that that
65 istället. Inte jag, och du är kvar på den här platsen. Sen när du är uppe på 10 platser, då säger du att du är så bra. Räkna ner istället.
But just as when I took up the role as temporary president in Gothenburg, I wanted to test as a pioneer pilot project or whatever the kind of congregational development, congregational preaching, rather than just, you know, everything maintained by Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is collecting or something. Or householders as well. And we did that, and it worked, at least to some extent. And now we see that this is working here and there. And we have one congregation here in Stockholm. Which I'm sure can be brought together again. There are quite a few of us, I think. So yeah. You could say that my motivation inspire me to even consider getting myself involved in maintaining a building at this age, having gone through it and knowing very well what is hidden there. As far as work goes, so I dare say that I know what I'm getting myself into, and therefore I am insisting and demanding that we need to, first of all, gather our wisdom and knowledge about how these things are done, proper planning, strategic planning, and all of that, proper team building, so that it's, you know, with the knowledge that we have gathered throughout our lives, and talking to Lord Chandanarapuri and others like us, we can do that, of course. So here is our opportunity. To actually build up an organizational form, so to speak, which is then driven by a team. And this is not a new invention. We, of course, have such, and I would say foundation is good form or whatever. But also, first of all, that here we have a gang of devotees living together in a house, and all that this can, so to speak, and will, and does, as we can see every day here. How to say, spin off with Arinams and nice festivals, or Sunday feasts, and all kinds of things. But we see are possible when the world is, you know, pinching, either by working hours or by donations or whatever. And I can see, look what nice things we can do together. So I can go on like this forever, but you know, just now I think you know my general idea about what my role could possibly be.